You're listening to a podcast from Victory. What is the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives? Find out in week 3 of the Apostles' Creed.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are on our 4th week of our series, Apostles' Creed. So, who among you here, nakaka-apat na po kayo sa Apostles' Creed natin. You've been here since the very first time we started this. Alright. We are excited and we know that there is something that is very, very important for all of us as church members. And this series is kind of different because it's theological in essence, but it is something that we, each and every one of us as members of Victory should learn. And again, we are in the 4th week. We're going to talk about church. We're going to talk about I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of the saints. We're going to discuss that in the next coming weeks. All right, so creed was used many, many years ago. It's a summary, okay, of Christian doctrines during those times. And they use it as a tool for preaching and teaching, okay? Ginagamit din po ang creed. Minememorize po ito ng mga gustong mababtismohan during those times. And they constantly memorize it and they constantly declare it because at the end of the day, the teachings and the doctrines that we can see in the creed are all part in the New Testament. And that's why when we talk about it, we say, we believe, I declare, okay, we're not just preaching about creed per se. We are preaching the Word of God, okay? The very essence, the very doctrine of the Apostles' Creed can be found in the Bible, in the New Testament. That's what we are doing for the past several weeks. So once again, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, I shared this 2 weeks ago. It says there, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts, okay? And talking about beliefs, talking about thinking, talking about, you know, conviction. The Bible says, be careful how you think. Be careful on what you believe because basically what you believe determines how you behave, okay? Or what you believe determines how you live. So the same thing, you have to be careful what you think because it can shape by the way we think and the way we communicate with other people. So, how much more when it comes to spiritual things, alright? So, may mga bagay na pinapaniwalaan tayo or naniwala tayo na nagkamali tayo, okay lang yon. Like, for example, sa pagkain, may nagsabi sa'yo, uy, masarap to, kumain kayo dito, order kayo, masarap. Tapos pagdating mo doon, hindi naman masarap. Nag-fasting ba kayo? Kumain kayo rito, okay? Parang hindi naman masarap. Iba naman, watch this kind of movie, it's good. But when you go there, it's not really good. But again, it's okay because it's just movies and food. But when it comes to career, when it comes to marriage, when it comes to relationship, it's something that's very important. Then how much more when it comes to spiritual things? How much more when it comes to our faith? And that's why we are discussing this. Once again, the goal of this series is for us to be grounded, for us to be theologically sound, for us to be strong in our foundation so that we will not be swayed to the left or to the right, but we will know what we believe, we will define what we believe, we will defend what we believe, and we can also declare what we believe because it's very hard to understand something that we don't know, or it's very hard to articulate something that we don't understand. So as we talk about this creed, we're praying that the Word of God is being ministered to you, and the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit is enlightening each and everyone's heart so that we will understand God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and right now, church, all right? As we read and once again declare the Apostles' Creed, okay? So ito po yung declaration natin. When you say, I believe, it's not about because people are believing on that, but these are declarations. Can we say declaration? This is what we believe in. These are convictions. So let's read this all together and say with all of our conviction. Ready, get set, go. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. This is what we believe, okay? For some of you, you memorized that before because you're attending a Roman Catholic church like myself. This is something that we memorize, but I don't actually understand what it means. But little by little, I was enlightened, and that is our message. That is our goal for this series. So today, we're going to talk about the Holy Catholic Church. When you say, I believe the Holy Catholic Church, I believe in the communion of the saints, okay? So Holy Catholic Church, Catholic means universal, okay? Just for us to understand, that is universal, the entire, the gathering or the group of people who believe in Jesus, so that's Catholic. We say Catholic, it's universal. But today, we're going to talk about church. Can we say church? Okay? When we say, I believe in the church, okay? I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, what does it mean, okay? When you say, I'm part of a church, ano pong ibig sabihin? When you say, awa natin church, ano pong pinag-usapan natin church dito? Kasi it's good that when we understand and have a perfect revelation or biblical revelation of what church is all about, then we will have different perspective. We will change the way we approach church. It will change the way we attend church. It will change the way we prioritize church because we will study what the Bible is saying about church. Now, as a question, at least for you to think about, how did you end up in a church? Okay, if you could recall, okay, what is your journey? Okay, who invited you in the church? Okay, how did you end up in Victory Metro East? Or how did you end up being a disciple, a volunteer, okay, a follower of Jesus? And for some of us, iba-iba tayo ng journey, iba-iba tayo ng story, okay? Iba sa atin, we became part of a church because of a persistent invitation. Okay, sino sa inyo rito, maraming beses kayong in-invite, bago kayo nag-church? Can I see raise of hands? Wow, okay, meron, okay? Parang kinulit ka, kamong mag-church naman tayo. Mare, pagbigyan mo naman ako, okay? O sige, pag umaten ka, ililibre kita, okay? So we will go somewhere, okay? Because of persistent invitation. Some people, they end up in church because of overwhelming blessings. Because everything is doing well with their life, okay? And they realize, wow, God has been so good to me. Why not, you know, go to the church, give back to God what is due to Him, and maybe it's time for me because, Lord, salamat kasi binibless mo ako. But some people, they end up in church because of desperate situation. There are problems, sickness, sometimes because of need, sometimes because the business is not doing well, the career is not doing well, the marriage is in danger, and right now, there's no other way. I am now desperate. Nobody can help me except God. And now you started to look for a church, Google and say, saan ba may pinakamalapit sa church? Desperate situation. Some people end up in church because of ministry moment. Attending church, probably for several reasons, meron kang sinusundan, meron kang nililigawan, okay? At dahil itong nililigawan mo, sabi sa'yo, mag-church ka kung talagang gusto mo akong ligawan. Okay, talaga seryoso ka sa akin. I'm a Christian, okay? I'm a devout Christian. Go with me in the church. So go with me and attend church. And ikaw na, mamunta ka. But somewhere along the way, the word is being ministered to you. Parang, Lord, nangungusap ka sa akin. It's not about going to church because of friends, because of personal motivation or personal intention. Now, because God is doing something in your life. Different reasons. Me, honestly, I end up in church because I grew up in a family where there's a Bible study. I was forced to attend Bible study. You know why? Because the Bible study is in the house, okay? In our home, okay? No choice but to attend, okay? On the other hand, I end up in church because my grandparents, my grandmom, and my uncle inviting us to a church, okay? So wala naman choice, hindi sumama. Basically, attending the church, I was shocked, honestly, for the first time. Okay, I was shocked with the way they worship. I was traumatized the way they pray, and they jump like that, and they will shout, okay, hallelujah, hallelujah, and I was really overwhelmed, say, oh man, what's happening, okay? Bakit ang weirdo ng mga tao dito, okay? And they're praising and they're crying. Sabi ko, honestly, no? Sabi ko, nababaliw na ba yung mga tao dito? Ba't nagkakaganito to? And I made a vow to myself, I will never be in this place like this ever in my life. But you know what? 3 years later, I end up in Victory. I end up in a church. And who among you will agree with me, God has a better plan. God is good. Okay, I attended the church. There were young people. The church is dynamic. Okay? And the music is loud. And not just that, I noticed there are good-looking people in the church. And sabi ko, well, good-looking people goes to church, okay? So can you tell the person sitting next to you, now I know why you're here. Because good-looking people, okay, goes to church. At hindi lang yon. I also noticed pastors are good-looking as well. The preachers are good-looking as well. And sabi ko, hindi pa lahat ng gwapo nag-aartista. Yung iba nagpapastor din. Okay? So, sabi ko, this is cool, okay? Of course, different reasons, but you know what? Honestly, beyond the external experiences, I experienced something that I never felt before. I was ministered. I was first-year high school back then. I come there because of food. I go there because of different reasons, but there's one pastor who ministered to me. And I gave my life to Jesus in 1998. I will never forget that. And I was baptized February 27 of 1999. Because God did something in my life. And I realized there is something that I want to give my life into. Church. All of us have different reasons, different stories. But what is the Bible talking or teaching about the church? Well, the church is the assembly. Can we read this all together? The church is the assembly of those who have been called out of the world to follow Jesus Christ. Ibig sabihin, those people who basically Jesus is out of their lives and right now they came to know the Lord and they gathered together. They called out of the world to follow Jesus Christ. So that is church. If we gather together, if we talk about God and we talk about Jesus in worship together, then we are the church. So the church is not what, the church is who. Because the church is us. Tell the person sitting next to you, the church is you. The church is you. The church is us. The church is the people. When Jesus asked his disciples, who the people say that I am? And how about you? Who do you say that I am? And basically, Peter answered, you are Jesus Christ. You are Christ, the Son of the living God. And this is what Jesus Christ answered, or he responded, I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The gates of hell, okay, will not prevail against it. Ibig sabihin, the gate, you know, talks about the powers, talks about the leaders of the dark world. But the Bible says, Jesus said, I tell you, I will build my church. On this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell, the leaders of dark forces, the leaders of satanic forces shall not prevail against the church. Now, ibig sabihin, the church that the Bible is talking is a victorious church. Do you agree? Do you believe? Are you convinced that the church that we are part of is a victorious church? Yung ba yung sagot ng victorious church, okay? Will you agree and declare that the church that God wants us to be part of is a victorious church?
Yes.
Come on now. Hindi po ako galit, ha? Okay, baka sabihin, naninigaw siya. I'm not mad, I'm just excited. But the church that we're talking to is a victorious church. Ibig sabihin, wala pong Kristiyano na laging talunan. Wala pong Kristiyano pag tinong, kamusta ka na? Eto, okay lang, alam mo yun, awa ng Diyos. May kilala ba kayong ganon? Okay? Kamusta ka naman? Eto, awa ng Diyos, pinagpapala ng Lord, naambunan. Hindi po ganon. Kamusta tayo? Eto, awa ng Diyos, kito paano, lumalaban, humihinga. Hindi po. Because the church that God is building is a victorious church. Can you say amen to that? That's why we are victorious. Tell the person next to you, you are victorious. We are victorious because Jesus is the builder of the church. Regardless of what we go through, regardless of the persecutions, regardless of the challenges that we face, we are victorious. Because Jesus promised it, I will build my church in the gates of hell. The power of dark worlds shall not prevail against it. I will build my church, he said. Naturally, we are weak. But because of what Christ has done for us, we are strong. And we will continue to advance. We will continue to grow. We will continue to overcome. And not just that, to advance God's kingdom wherever we are. When the Bible says, talks about gate, okay, we know. Pag sinabing gate, alam natin ang gate, ang purpose niyan to protect. But in the context of this scripture, when the Bible says the gates of hell shall not overcome it, because the purpose of the gate in this context is to contain the people. To make sure that the people is there. So in short, when the Bible says the gate shall not prevail against it, ang church po ang tao, tayo, we go to the places where Christ is not known. We go to the places where seemingly dark. And when we preach the gospel, when we share the love of Jesus, when we preach the word, because the word of God is living and active, sharper than double-edged sword, it penetrates the heart, the bones and marrows, then the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That is why you realize, kahit gaano ka tigas ng taong ito, kahit gaano ka hirap niya magbago, nagbabago. Why? Because the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church. Why? Because Jesus is the builder. During our, you know, foundations classes, one of the participants, you know, I guess this last year, nagtanong po niya, sabi niya, Pastor, totoo po ba talaga na walang hindi kayang baguhin si Lord? And sabi ko, absolutely. Walang hindi kayang baguhin si Lord. Sabi ko, bakit mo natanong? And basically, this person is sharing. Niya kasi may persecution, mayroong tao lagi nag-persecute sa akin, may taong lagi pinagtatawan ako kung anong ginagawa ko sa church. May tao na lagi nagsasabi, huwag ka na mag-church. And sabi ko, you know what? Nothing is impossible with God. Just pray for that person. Just believe and declare that that person will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And you know what? Last Sunday, this person talked to me and she said, Pastor, did you still remember the time when I asked you during foundations class na kung meron bang imposible kay Lord? Na meron ba siyang hindi kayang baguhin? And sabi niya po, wala. You know what? Let me tell you. Sabi niya sa akin, Pastor, asawa ko po yun. Asawa ko po yun. Sinasabi ko, magbabago kaya talaga siya kasi lagi niya ako pinipersecute. Lagi niya ako pinipigilan mag-church. Lagi niya akong sinasabi, huwag ka na mag-church. Lagi niya ako pinipigilan na mag-serve kay Lord. Sabi niya, Pastor, it's an answered prayer. My husband is right there. And her husband was being one-to-one with one of our leaders. Her husband attended her worship night and now the husband is open. And now the husband is open to receive the gospel and to be ministered. Why? Because the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. When we speak the word, sabi nga nila, di ba, walang matigas na tinapay sa mainit na kape. Alam niyo ba yan? Sabihin, wala pong matigas kay Lord. Kaya pong baguhin ni Lord. Why? Because Jesus is the builder. Jesus is powerful. Another thing about the church is Jesus is the builder of the church. Ibig sabihin, He is the establisher, the focus of the church. That's why God can use anyone in the church. God can use any pastor. God can use any leader. God can use any volunteer. And when God uses someone, if that person is willing, and that person is sold out to be used by God, the church will grow. Because He is the builder. It's not about the person. It's not about the eloquence. It's not about how good the person speaks. It's not about how good the building is. Because at the end of the day, the church is God. The church is where people talk about God. The gathering of people is the church. It's where Jesus is the builder. It's not about the building. This is 2 years ago or 3 years ago. I was invited in an anniversary. Community church, a small church. Church in the province, in Marinduque. I don't know if anyone here is part of Marinduque. Napakalayo po. And I know that it's a community church. And I know, Lord, You are the builder of the church. And we went there. I brought some of my leaders, less than 10 of them. And we traveled 4 hours bus, 2 hours, you know, Roro. Ganun po kalayo. Tapos after Roro, 1.5 travel by jeep. And after the jeep, less than an hour, tricycle. Can you imagine kung saan ito located, yung church na to? 1.5 jeep and 45 minutes tricycle. Liblib po talaga, bundok. Tapos pagbaba mo, lalakad ka pa. But when we went there, we were in awe. We were encouraged. Because the church is so vibrant. The church is so dynamic. The church is so lively that whenever you see the people, you will be encouraged and you will be amazed and say, God, You are really the builder. The worship team, elementary students. The worship leader, high school student. The basis, grade 7, grade 8. Imagine that. That is the church, the people. Okay? And since it's their anniversary, the people are just helping one another. Kanya-kanyang bit-bit. Pastor, sa akin na yung manok. Pastor, sa akin na yung baka. Sa akin na yung baboy. Community church. All of these people are helping, you know, gathering people and helping one another. Church. You can see that Jesus is the builder. If Jesus is the builder, if Jesus is our central focus of why we go to church, then we can set aside anything that is lacking in the church. Kasi pag hindi si Lord ang focus natin, lagi tayong maghahanap, bakit kulang? Bakit ganun yung service? Bakit hindi ko yata gusto yung kanta? Bakit bago na naman? Ang paborito ko, ito, bakit yun ang song? But if Jesus is the builder, and you worship Jesus regardless of what the song, you worship God in spirit and in truth. You worship God with all of your heart. And not just that, you become willing and say, Lord, use me in whatever way You wanted to use me. He is the builder. Amen? And because God is the builder, the church will continue to expand. The church will continue to grow. More lives will be saved. More families will be saved. More campuses will be opened. Do you believe that? More campus ministers will be raised. More pastors will be raised. Because the church will continue to expand. Because Jesus is the builder. And the establisher. We are planting a church in Antipolo. How many of you are excited with that? Come on, some of you will be part of that. Why? Because Jesus is continuously advancing His kingdom through His church. Amen? God is the builder. Not just that, When you say church, it's universal. Kaya nakita natin yung word na I believe in the Holy Catholic Church. Means universal. Means worldwide. Victory is just one part of the greater church that God is building. Victory is just part of the body of Christ. Okay, kaya nga, inirecognize natin yung ibang mga churches din. Hindi po tayo nakikipagkompetensya. Hindi natin sasabihin, hindi, victory kami, dito lang kami. No, we respect and we honor and we pray for other churches in the body of Christ. We pray for CCF. We pray for Day by Day. We pray for New Life International. We pray for Covenant Church. We pray for JIL. We pray for World International Ministries. All of those churches, we partner with them. We do not compete with them because we know as we partner with these people and as we pray for one another and pray together, we can continue to advance God's kingdom. Victory alone cannot take care of the entire city. We need other churches. So you say, we believe in a universal church. And not just that, we are many, but one in Christ. We are many but one in Christ. Wayne Grudem says, church is the community of all true believers for all time. That's why it will go beyond gender. It will go beyond nationality. It will go beyond age. It will go beyond skin color and culture. Okay? And context. Why? Because the church is universal. That is why even when we go to other nations, we look for a church, a Christian church, an evangelical church. Why? That church is also part of a spiritual family. Why? Because we're many, but we are one in Christ. Amen? And that's why, imagine nyo, ano kayang itsura natin sa langit? Kapag nagsama-sama tayo, iba-iba itsura, iba-iba ng nationality, iba-iba ng lahi, iba-iba ng ugali, ng mukha, ng bosses. But you know what? In heaven one day, when Christ returns and we go to heaven, we will worship Him. Revelation chapter 7 verse 9, and after this I looked and behold a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes, peoples, and languages standing before the throne and before the Lamb. That is the church. Gathering of people, not just locally but even internationally, because the church is a universal church. Clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands and crying out with loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. We worship the same God. Maybe we have different style of worship. Maybe we have different type of a way of reaching out to people, different doctrines, but we know we are one in Christ. We are one in the grace of God. We are one in faith. We have one Savior, and that's why at the end of the day, regardless of our differences, we will worship together as one. Because we are one in Christ. Again, many, yet one in Christ. Many, yet one in Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male, all right, and female, for you all one in Christ Jesus. Basically, Paul is telling the Gentiles, because during those times, ang mga Hudyo, ang mga Jews, alam nila sila yung chosen people. Sila lang ang pwedeng mag-worship kay Lord. Sila lang ang pwedeng tumanggap ng promises ni Lord. But because of what Christ has done for them, they are one in Christ. And that's why Paul said, wala nang Hudyo, wala nang Greek. Wala nang Gentiles. Ano man ang pinanggalingan mo, ano man ang estado mo sa buhay, we are one in Christ. And that is why tayo, bawat yan sa atin, regardless of your background, regardless of your past, regardless of your family, regardless of your educational attainment, regardless of your status, social status, we are one in Christ. That's why we accept one another. Are you happy? Are you blessed that we receive and accept one another? Are you blessed that we are not being judged because of our physical appearance, because of our clothing, because of our, you know, fashion statement? We are one in Christ. We accept everyone. We disciple everyone. We preach the word of God to everyone. We share the love of God to everyone with grace and truth. One in Christ. And that's why, again, kahit nasan ka, kahit minsan saan ka man nakaupo, minsan saan ka man nakatira, huwag mo isipin, nag-iisa ka. We are one in Christ. The church is a victorious church. The church is where Jesus is the builder. And last, the church is our spiritual family. Can we say that all together? Church is our spiritual family. Come on, can we say that louder? The church is our spiritual family. That is why the creed said, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church and I believe in the communion of the saints. It means I believe in fellowship. I believe in gathering together. I believe in speaking to one another, praying for one another. I believe that I need to grow with someone and I need to have someone who can disciple me, pray for me, encourage me, correct me. All right? Because we are a family, a spiritual family. Communion of the saints. It means local church. Communion simply means fellowship. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19. Again, Paul said, so then you are no longer strangers. You are no longer aliens, but you are what? Fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Dati, pag nag-attain ka sa church, nahihiya ka. Kasi hindi naman ako kasama dyan. Napapasin nyo ba na minsan may mga tao nagsasabi sa inyo, isa ka nag-church, pwede bang umatin doon? Na-experience nyo ba yung mga nagtatanong ganon? And yung sasabihin mo, of course, syempre naman. Open yung church para sa lahat. But you know what? When you become part of the church and when you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, basically what the Bible is saying, you are now no longer strangers. Hindi ka na aliens. Hindi ka na dapat nangangapa. Kasama ba talaga ako dyan sa church? Papasukin ba ako dyan? Okay? O di kaya naman, member ba talaga ako dyan? Pero pag ito'y family, then you know your stand, you know your status. Their sense of belongingness. Their sense of security. And not just that, there's a sense of responsibility. Kapag po tayo member ng pamilya, alam natin na masaya tayo at alam natin hindi tayo nangangapa. Okay? Hindi ka nagpapaalam kumain, hindi ka nagpapaalam maligo. But when you say church, sinasabi lang ni Paul, whatever promise that God has given to the people of God, now you're no longer strangers. You are part of the promise. You are part of the inheritance that God is promising to the Jews and to the Greeks and to the Gentiles. Why? Because we are part of this family. It means we're no longer strangers and aliens, but members of God's family. And again, their sense of belongingness and their sense of security and their sense of responsibility. Pag ang pamilya po magkakasama, kikilala niyo ang isa't isa. At alam niyo yung mga bagay na ginagawa niya, maaari di pa siya nagsalita, mas ginagawa lang siya, alam mo na kung gusto niya i-communicate. Sino po may mga asawa dito? May mga asawa. Okay, sa mga may asawa, pretty much you know your spouse already. May mga gestures, may mga communications, na when they said that to you, parang alam mo na yung signal na binibigay niya. Okay, sa mga asawa, pag kumakain kayo, okay, pag sinabi ng asawa nyo, sinabi ng wife, honey, nauuhaw ka ba? Pag kumakain kayo, okay, pagkakilala mo na yung asawa mo, at alam mong malayo yung ref, malayo ang tubig, at sinabi niya, Han, nauuhaw ka ba? Ano yung sabihin nun? Han, gusto kong tubig, inom tayo. Okay? Dahil kilala mo na siya, dahil lagi mo siyang kasama kumain, you know that already. Yung mga anak natin, di ba, pag alam natin yung mga anak natin, hindi naman naglilinis ng bahay. Anak, may kailangan ka ba? Okay. Anak, mayroon ka bang kailangan bilhin? Why? Because you are family. You are together and most of the time, you interact with one another. Ano yung sabihin? Pamilya. Kilala natin ang isa't isa. At hindi lang yun, pag may problema ang pamilya, hindi ka aalis. May problema ang pamilya, you don't withdraw. You stay and talk about it and deal with it. That is family. And the same thing in our church. Pag may conflict, what do we do? But there are offenses in our church. Somebody corrected you. Somebody told you something that maybe you need to hear it, but you don't like the way that person said it. What will you do? Are you gonna run away and say, I don't want to be part of the church anymore? Ayoko na. Ayoko na dyan sa 3 p.m. service. Ayoko na sa church. No, you talk about it. Why? Because you know, this is my family. This is where God placed me. This is not a perfect church, and there will never be a perfect church. The fact that I am here in this church becomes imperfect. And even though this church is not perfect, this church is holy. Because God wants us to be set apart for His purpose and glory. Family. Tell the person sitting next to you, we are family. We are all family. We are brothers and sisters. We have the same father from different mother. Okay? Because we are family. Members of God's family. The Bible says, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but fellow citizens. But take note, the Bible says, and fellow members. Fellow citizens, but members of God's body. Household. Ano ibig sabihin nun? Pag citizens kasi parang ang laki. Pero pag family, becomes personal. May interaction. Merong natawag na concern. And again, that's why when you say members of God's family, we labor together. We build together. Kaya ko po sinasabi sa Pasig, no, sa Victory Pasig, if you are part of this family, you build with us. If you're a visitor, we'll not ask you to build with us. Kasi wala kang maikitang bisita na pagwawalisin. Diba? Uy, buti na padalaw ka. Pinturahan mo naman yung bubong. Meron bang ganon? Wala, di ba? Pag bisita, uy, mare, merienda, gusto mo? Uy, juice, iced tea, pasensya ka na, yan lang ang napakayanan ko. Pero pag pamilya yan, magugas ka. Magwalis ka. Ligpit mo yung higaan mo. Why family? Same thing with us. We are a church. This is our family. Do you think that this is the family? You serve together. We serve together. We labor together. We sacrifice together. Because if that family member is sacrificing, how much more ako mismo, bakit siya lang ako din? Because this is my church. This is my family. Amen? We are family. God wants to use us in advancing His kingdom. We're not a guest. We're not a stranger. We are a family member. Amen? Come on now. You don't just go to church for the sake of going, but you go because you belong. This is my church. You know, when I say this is your church, hindi naman yung may church ko to. Hindi. You say, this is my church. I am part of this. This is my family. Whatever the family needs, I will be here. Wherever the church go, I will help. I will be part of it because I am part of this church. I belong in this church. I don't want to be biased, but I love that I am part of this family. I love that I am in Victory. Of course, God could have placed me in other church, but even before I became a pastor, I know from the very moment, this is my church. This is where God wants me to grow and to be established. And if you know that this church is for you and you belong in this church, because the church is our spiritual family, then we are no longer foreigner, alien, or stranger. Kaya wala po sa atin dito, 2 taon na tayo, nangangapa pa rin tayo. Ilang buwan na tayo, parang feeling natin, di tayo kasama. No. This church is for you. We are part of this. You are part of this church. Amen? And you can build with us. You can use your talents to advance God's kingdom. You can disciple other people. Do one-to-one with other people. Be a disciple. Because you're no longer alien, foreigners, and stranger. Not just that, because this is our spiritual family, we can be more personal. We can build lasting relationship with one another. We will allow ourselves to be corrected. We will allow ourselves, you know, to be prayed for. We can allow people to speak into our life and say, kamusta na? Kamusta na mag-asawa? Kamusta na kayo mag-asawa? Kamusta na yung kids mo? Koy, bakit ganun? Check lang kita, yung Facebook mo. Parang hindi yata maganda yung post mo. Parang inaway mo yata yung buong mundo sa post mo. You will allow the leader, your leader, to talk to you. Why? Because you're part of this church. Amen? And again, as we end, if this is your church, if you know that this is your spiritual family, we will be part of Victory Group. Why? Because our service is 1.5 hours. Sa dami natin, di natin kilala isa't isa. But if you are part of a smaller group, you can be ministered to. Amen? And you can share your prayer requests. You can share your struggles. You can ask for covering. That even though we're big, even though in a large scale we don't know everyone, but we know deep inside our heart, that's my family. I am accountable to one another. And that is why, pag may nangyayari sa akin, alam ko, may tatawag sa akin, may magte-text sa akin. Kasi I'm connected. Bakit may mga nawawala sa church? Kasi hindi connected eh. Pag may nagtatampo sa church, kasi hindi connected. Namatay yan. Hindi mo lang ako kinondolin si pastor. Ilang years na ako sa church. We have to be connected. Amen? Again, we believe in the communion of saints because Christ, in Christ, we are members of God's family. Are you glad that this is your church? Do you believe that this is the church God is placing you? Come on now. I believe that in my heart. But for those of you who don't, can't decide yet, pray about it. We don't want you to be churchgoer. We don't want you to be Zimbabwe. Okay? We want you to grow and be part of the family. Say, Lord, use me in this church. Amen? Amen. Can we bow our heads right now as we pray? Thank you, Lord, for your word today. Thank you, God, for speaking into each and every one of us, Lord. And right now, as we understood what church is all about, Lord, the church is victorious. The church is where Jesus is the builder. The church is where I can find my spiritual family. As every eye closed and every head bow, I want to pray for you today. Please do not look around. Don't mind a person sitting next to you. I want to pray for you today. I want us to have a private moment with the Lord and say, Jesus, thank you for your word today. But no, Lord God, realizing that the church is victorious. And because the church is me, Lord, the church is us, I should be victorious. In my life today, God, I know that I'm not living a victorious life. I want to pray for you. God wants to tell you today that greater is He who is in you than who is in the world. God wants you to be victorious. Our God that we serve is powerful. He doesn't want you to be a defeated Christian. He wants you to be a victorious Christian. If that is you right now, maybe you've been in this church for several years, months, weeks, but you know in your life, there's area in your life where you are not experiencing victory. Talk to God and say, Lord, I want to be victorious in this area of my life. If that is you, talk to God today. Say, Lord, I don't want to pretend that I am victorious, Lord. I know, you know, Lord. I will stop pretending as if you don't see it. But today, here I am, Lord. I surrender it to you. Holy Spirit, be with me so that I can be victorious. Pray to God today. God, it's in the area of your finances, relationship, in your work, in your family. There's area in your life that you're not victorious. Lord, today, I want to be victorious in this area of my life. Lord, the gates of hell will not prevail in this area of my life. Thank you, Lord. Another thing that I want to pray, we say that Jesus is the builder. Jesus is the establisher. And you're part of this church. And you're serving. And yet you find yourself tired. Say, Lord, I'm tired. I know you're the builder, but I find myself, God, doing it in my own ability. Lord, I feel pressured whenever I serve. I feel pressured, Lord God, whenever I need to lead Victory Group, whenever I need to be part of the volunteer team. But today we say, Lord, I want to flow in your grace. That when I understand you are the builder, Lord, I don't have to strive. I want to feel your grace working powerfully in my life. That is you. Pray to God today. Say, Lord, refresh me. Lord, refresh me. Lord, for the people that I'm discipling, Lord. Lord, ayokong mag-trying hard, Lord. I will just speak the word. Be the one to minister to my disciples, Lord. Some of you, you've been experiencing challenges in the way you do ministry, in the way you disciple people. Say today, Lord, you're the builder. I am just a vessel, Lord. You will grow the ministry where you placed me. And today, have your way. Thank you, Lord. Lord, receive God's refreshing moment in your heart today, in your life today. Thank you, Lord. Another thing I want to pray, if you're here today, there were offenses. Probably you get offended because somebody corrected you, or you were abused, or there's basically that person becoming sensitive. If that is you today, probably you came from another church, or you're in this church and you experience offenses. Let me tell you, you cannot grow continually if there is bitterness, offenses, unforgiveness in your heart today. We love you so much. and we want to minister to you, but please learn to forgive. Learn to release, because only when we release unforgiveness, we can experience breakthrough. If that is you today, ask God, tell God, Lord, I forgive. I forgive this person, Lord. Whoever that person is, I forgive, Lord. And I don't want to dwell on the past, Lord. I want to strain toward for what is ahead, Lord. Be willing to be used by you. Thank you, Lord, that even right now, you are healing any heart that is hurt. If there's any unforgiveness, Lord God, restore their hearts, Lord, right now. Make their heart fresh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heal their broken wounds, Lord. Heal their wounds and broken hearts, Lord. Even as they decide to forgive today, Lord, we honor you. Lord, we say today, thank you for that restoration. And as we, Lord, as a church, as one church here in this service, Lord, we say today, use us in whatever way you wanted to use us. Lord, we want your name to be glorified. We want your name to be honored. We bless you, God. We honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody will say, amen and amen.